Now, I want you to notice what is coming up in chapter 17. This is the message of this unmarried prophet. And he continues on. In verse 1, he says, in chapter 17, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond. It's graven upon the table of their heart from the horns of their altars. It was even in their religion. They were evil in everything that they did. Verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. That might be well for some of us to put up as a motto today, those of us who think certain men are to be depended upon, and certain parties can work out the problems of the world, and if this comes to pass or that comes to pass, that some man might do, my friend, you and I are cursed people if we're going to trust a man. This is the day to trust God. Now, he says that. Verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God says that you'll be blessed if you'll trust him. He'll be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. Oh, to trust them. Now he says here, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? That's your heart. That's my heart. We've all got heart trouble, unfortunately, and it's a bad case of heart trouble. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God says, I intend to judge them. Now, only God can make a heart transplant. Apparently, man's not able to make that type of thing work yet. God's been able to make it work a long time. He gives you a new heart, he says, when you come to him. A new life, born again, given a new nature. That's what God says that he does. And this is something I've done, and I think many ministers and evangelists do it. We say that to people, give your heart to the Lord. Well, now, let's look at that a moment. What do you think God wants with that old, dirty, filthy heart of yours? Don't bring it to him. He doesn't want it. He wants to give you a new one. That's the important thing. And that's the thing he says, why the heart's deceitful. He's a heart specialist. He's a great physician. Now we come to a great verse. Verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Now that's the hope of this man. He turns them away from man. Man with deceitful and dirty, filthy, wicked hearts. And he says a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Now, a sanctuary is not only a place to worship. It's a place of safety, a place of peace. And all nations had that. All religions have had it. A sanctuary was where people could go and be protected. And you remember that David laid hold of the horns of the altar. And God gave them cities of refuge, and that's where the priests were, out in the Hawaiian Islands on the Big Island. I've been to that city of refuge. Why, the Hawaiians, long before they heard the gospel, why, they had a sanctuary, a city of refuge. My friend, these are difficult days. May I say to you, dangerous days. Can't walk the streets. A bomb may come out of the air from a nation on the other side of the world. Well, where in the world can we go? There is a sanctuary, and that's the high throne of our God. That's the place that you and I can go. And he says that we are to come there. Let us come with boldness to his throne of grace. It's a sanctuary. It's a place of peace. It's a place of safety. May you find that peace and joy at that place, for it's the only place to go today.